Hello, my name is Christopher Ammons. I'll be discussing track number 4 on the Volunteer Training CD. We'll be discussing points 15 through 19. I'm an ex-offender from the state of Texas. I have been involved with the Screen Ministry for about a year now, and I'm here to basically give the volunteers who are learning to talk and deal with ex-offenders a little bit of an insight from my perspective. We're going to start with point number 15, and that pretty much states you just need to be a good listener. Let who you're volunteering or you're mentoring, let them do the talking. You don't want to take up all the time you have with them, given your life story. Remember, you're there for them. While they're talking, make sure you're attentive to them. Somebody just paying attention to an ex-offender, especially, it means the world to them. You really don't understand. A lot of these guys, myself included, were ignored, or what they had to say, they've been taught it isn't important. So just giving just gestures and just little things like saying uh-huh, and that you understand, and give them a clear picture that you're following what they're saying and that you actually care about them. You don't want to be too pushy with when it comes down to stuff such as like the political, social, especially religious beliefs. Some of these guys don't have any at all. Some may have some very foundational, but they haven't had a chance to get them very rooted. Therefore, just try to don't push your own agenda on it, but be attentive to what they say so you can find out about their background. And just basically, there's going to be times that you have ones that just love to talk, who like to kind of babble on and on and on. Take a firm, assertive, but a loving, a little touch of, you know, just letting them know that they need to move on, or that you understand what they're saying on a certain point. Number 16 will tie into this one. It's, you want to use just ordinary words. You don't want to use phrases, street slang, ebonics. You don't want to use just really simplistic answers, or on the other end, you don't want to be really philosophical and use religious or psychological formulas or anecdotes to answer questions or to solve problems. Just be very plain, be very to the point. And if you don't know something, if you don't know the answer, it's best not to pretend that you do, or to make up an answer on your own. Just let them know that you don't know the answer, but you will find out, and you'll get back with them, you know, as soon as you can, or on the next visit if that becomes a necessary measure. Make sure you always keep your word. Make notes, basically, if they have a question that you can't answer, so you can keep track, you know, so that you don't have to forget something that they're expecting you to, you know, relay to them as far as information-wise. With that, be consistent and faithful with, you know, what you say and everything they do. A lot of these guys have had promises broken time after time after time, and it's taught them not to trust anybody. You need to, even on the smallest things, whether it's a phone call that you say you're going to call them in a couple of days or at a certain time, those things are very easily picked up on if you break that, you know, that trust bond. And trust is a very important thing to have while you're trying to build a relationship with an ex-offender. Basically, if you set up an appointment, if you set up a time to pick them up and time to spend with them, by all means, do everything you can to make it. If there's something that happens that you can't make it, you know, inform them a good way ahead of time. You know, let them know what happened, and immediately make arrangements for a reschedulement. And also, don't let it happen too often. If you do it on a regular basis, it's just going to remind them of a possible parent that kept making promises that was continually broken, and that will just destroy everything that you started to build. Also, while you're with them, help them to encourage them to help others and to get involved in others' lives. If they have a skill or a strong point or a trait, you know, start pushing them to help others. Try to get them motivated to making a difference in somebody else's life. It pushes them off a self-centered, selfish poor me and self-pity party. And it actually and it really gives them a sense of accomplishment, and it gives them confidence knowing that you think that they have the ability to help somebody else. Offer, your assistance and them while they're trying to help somebody else. Don't just, motivate them and just leave them to their own. Walk alongside them every step of the way. But also, one thing you don't want to do is you want to maintain a spirit of harmony and unity with the other volunteers and the staff during this time. If you talk about another staff member, or because of personal differences, or just because of a difference in opinion, it's going to cause dissension and a lot of divides between either you and this the person you're mentoring, or this person and others that might be in a place to help at some point in time. So basically, if you have a quarrel or a disagreement with another staff or volunteer, settle it outside the presence of this ex-offender that you're trying to help. Basically, just try to monitor what you say, and don't put down either out of purposely or just slipping something about ministry staff, other volunteers, or prison staff, or even the prison system, or the system. It's just in general. Ex-offenders will know if you have unsettled or unresolved business with somebody else if you bring it up, and it's just not a good role model to portray that to them, because that's one thing that you're actually trying to help them break out of. Well, that's basically the points that that was points 15 through 19. That is just a little bit about how to relate to an ex-offender. Just some good points you might want to give a try. My name is Christopher Ammons, and I am an ex-offender, so I hope this has been helpful to you.